Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. These 2 weeks, last week and this one, we've been taking you through step by step, line upon line, precept by upon precept of what the Lord is showing us about America and about her place, her destiny, and about leader or leaders for America, and how to get things from another realm into this one. And so, I'm taking you back to a step along the way. We had had the National Day of Prayer. We'd been through quite some time with the Lord. Osama bin Laden had been killed. The last 2 days, I've been talking to you about Osama bin Laden's death and how I believed it was a judgment of the Lord, vengeance of the Lord, in fact, controversy with the nations that has begun and will culminate in the sheep goat judgment. We talked about that yesterday, and all of our radio programs are online, archived online. So today we're still in May 8th prayer meeting that we had here out at Prayer Mountain. I'm just giving you a review of what happened. And we had talked about Osama bin Laden first. And then it was Mother's Day, May 8th. And so May 8th on Mother's Day, I went to bed thinking about that mother. A mother whose strong, strong prayer had been so powerful. And of course that mother was Samuel. Samuel's mother, Hannah. And so we went that day talking about Hannah's prayer. And we're going to look a little bit at it at 1 Samuel chapter 1. It was the days when the head of Israel was Eli the high priest. And it was during the 369 years when the Ark of the Covenant and of the Presence was at Shiloh, or we say Shiloh. It had been taken there by Joshua. And that's where the children of Israel went up 3 times a year for those feasts that they had to appear before the Lord. And there was a man who lived on what the world calls the West Bank. And in fact, Shiloh's on what the world calls the West Bank. Of course, it's not. It belongs to Israel. But there was a man of Mount Ephraim, right near where Ariel is, if some of you have been there with me or been there with others. And he came with his 2 wives to Shiloh, one of them named Hannah, and one named Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, and Peninnah would harass Hannah because Hannah was childless. Her husband loved her very dearly. And it says in verse 5 of 1 Samuel 1, "Unto Hannah, Elkanah, the husband, gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but Jehovah had shut up her womb." Jehovah had done it. This shutting up of her womb made her intensely desirous of a child. In fact, you'll find that in many of the children that were the patriarchs, Isaac, Sarah's son Isaac, others, the mother was barren. And it made them believe, pray with intense desire to bring actually the one that God wanted. He wanted Isaac to come. He wanted Samuel to come. But they had to have that intense desire that took them to prayer before the Lord. Why? Why is this? We'll know more about it by the end of the week. But she had that intense desire. She would not be comforted. And so he said, "Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" And she said, nothing would comfort her. She went up on one of the feast days, and she was there before the tabernacle, and she was praying. Verse 10, she was in bitterness of soul, and she prayed unto Jehovah and wept sore. She travailed. She vowed a vow and said, "O Jehovah of hosts." Now, this is the first time in the Bible that we have anybody addressing him by that name, Jehovah of hosts. He has been mentioned. The first mention is in verse 3, that Elkanah went up every year to worship and sacrifice unto Jehovah of hosts. This means Jehovah of armies, Jehovah of all created things. This is one of his names. And it means whenever he's addressed this way or whenever he uses this name of himself, that whatever he says he's going to bring to pass and he calls himself Jehovah of hosts, that means he can summon any of his armies, the stars, the hail, the angels, any army he's got, the church, Israel, to bring this thing about. And if it takes it, she's saying, Jehovah of hosts, whatever it takes, please do this for me. So she addressed him in verse 11, Jehovah of hosts. If you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid and remember me and not forget me, your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto Jehovah all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before Jehovah, that Eli, the high priest, Eli, they would say, marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunk? Put away your wine. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my soul before Jehovah. Count not your handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered from his office as high priest, head of Israel, and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. That means faith. She knew that she had heard a prophetic word, and she believed it, and she left in faith. And of course, she went home, and she conceived, and it says in verse 19, the Lord Jehovah remembered her. And it came to pass that she bore a son and called his name Shmuel, which means either I have asked of the Lord or the Lord has heard. And so the next few years when her husband went up, she didn't go with him. She waited until the child was of the age to be weaned. The littlest he could have been was 5 years old. He could have been some little bit older than that, but at least five. And when she'd weaned him, she took him up to the house of the Lord, and the child was young. And she said to Eli, the high priest, I'm the woman who stood by you praying unto Jehovah. For this child I prayed, and Jehovah has given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to Jehovah. And he worshiped Jehovah there. Now, Hannah then immediately, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon her, and she begins praying and prophesying. It's one of the most beautiful prophetic words in the whole Bible. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in Jehovah. Mine horn is exalted in Jehovah. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. You remember that song? Did you ever sing it? There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy like our God as the Lord. Did you sing that? Did you know it came from Hannah's prayer? She's praising the Lord. And she says in verse 5, the barren hath borne 7. But then, when she finishes her prayer, and it goes on to talk historically about her, we see that the Lord tells us how many children she had. And in verse 21, it says, and Jehovah visited Hannah so that she conceived and bore 3 sons, that's 3, and 2 daughters, that's 5, and the child Samuel, that's 6. But in prophetic prayer, she said that she bore 7. What? Who's the 7th? The answer is in verse 10. And notice that it speaks of the Lord's judgment. The adversaries of Jehovah shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them, and Jehovah shall judge the ends of the earth, And he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed one, the Mashiach. This is the first mention in the Bible of the anointed one, his anointed one, the Mashiach, his king. It's the first mention of his king Messiah, the king Messiah. And that's what the Jews call him. So the seventh one that she birthed was the ultimate leader of Israel, the Messiah. But she also birthed in that little boy, Samuel. She didn't know it. But in him, she birthed the leader that Israel was desperate for. Because at that time, there was no word, there was no vision. Eli was the head of the country. He was the head of the nation of Israel. He was very old. His sons were terrible. They stole from the people. They stole the sacrifice of the Lord. And in verse 22, it says, Eli was very old, and all his sons did, and there were terrible things that he did unto all Israel. They lay with women that assembled at the door of the congregation. At the very temple door, the very tabernacle door, they were having sexual relationships with women. It was terrible. But the child Samuel grew, and then you know the story of how that as a little boy he heard the voice of God, and God gave him a word for Samuel. And he didn't want to give it to him. It didn't seem a good word, but he did give it to him. He arose and he told Samuel everything, what was going to happen to him, what was going to happen to the sons. And he said, this is very interesting, the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that hears it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli, which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. Now that's how it is with the Lord and his judgments. When he begins, he makes an end. And I believe the judgment of the nations has started. I believe that the controversy of the nations has started. And I believe that we'll see the end of it. Of course we'll see the end of it, because in the new age, none of those nations that performed against Israel are going to be around. But here's what happened to us at our prayer meeting. The Lord showed us how that at this time of desperation, when Israel needed a leader, he caused Hannah to have intense desire. And with that intense desire, she prayed not only in a son, she prayed in the leader they needed, and she prayed in the King Messiah. Then the Lord gave us an assignment. Pray in a leader. We're going to talk about that more tomorrow. This is Billy Brim coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You'll find us online at billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom.